One of the approaches for doing vipassana, mindfulness meditation, is to use the experience of breathing as an anchor or home base. So when nothing else particularly predominant, to sit contentedly, being attentive to breathing. But then when something else becomes more compelling, to calmly and deliberately let go of the breath and bring your attention to this other thing. And it could be sensations in the body, could be sounds around you. It could be emotions and moods and mental states. And it could also be thinking. And today's subject is mindfulness of thinking. And if thinking is relatively mild, it's not so strong, it's great to just let go of it and go back to your breathing. But when thinking persists or is strong, it's a valid subject for attention, for awareness. It's a place where we can cultivate both clear seeing, clearly seeing what's happening, and also cultivate the how we're aware, how we're mindful. And with thinking, it's helpful to not see thinking as an enemy or as a problem. It might be one of the primary reasons why we lose our attention in the present, but it still doesn't have to be seen as being a distraction or a problem. Instead, it can be seen as a place where we discover how to be aware of thinking while not caught in it. We're not necessarily actively involved in it. So this morning I'd like to do a kind of guided meditation or exercise to explore the world of thinking so that you can get a better sense of the terrain, of the different aspects of thinking. So when you bring attention to it, you can notice the richer, fuller world of thinking. And in so doing, maybe be less caught by the content of your thoughts, less interested in what you're thinking about, and more mindful of the process in such a way that you're not entangled with the thinking or caught up in it or So to begin, you might take a few moments to gently, quietly breathe more deeply, and as you exhale, relax into your body. Feeling the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out as kind of a massage from the inside, expanding and contracting. And letting your breathing return to normal. And taking a few moments to feel your body, the substance, the weight of your body. The the contact of your body against the floor, your mat, your chair. Perhaps as you exhale, to relax into your chair or your cushion. Relax with a pull of gravity. Feeling your lower torso. And as you exhale, perhaps there's a settling in. Relaxing down into your hip cavity, your lower torso settles. And perhaps as you exhale, you can soften and relax your shoulders. to soften with a gentle pull of gravity on your shoulders, feeling of weight. Now, if you find yourself thinking, don't let go of it, but rather turn towards your thinking with awareness, or let your awareness open up and clearly be clearly cognizant of the fact that there's thinking. Like you're looking thinking right in the eye and saying, I see you. I know that mind is thinking. If the thinking disappears, you can go back to your breathing until you start thinking again. And then turn your attention towards it, just to get to know it better, see it. Noticing how you're mindful, what attitudes, beliefs come into play as you're aware of thinking. Do you have a tendency to be for or against your thinking? Do you have judgments about it? And as you're aware of your thinking, notice whether you think more in images or more in words. Or a combination. If you think in words, is there a mood or attitude, tone to the inner voice? If you think in images, Is there a mood to the scene that you see? If you think in words, like with an inner voice, is there a location, a general location where those words come from, where the speaker is? Doesn't have to be. But if there is a location, are there any physical sensations associated with the words being spoken there? If you think in images, is there a location for where those images are projected? Maybe like a screen. Sometimes, if it's possible to locate kind of a general place where thinking occurs, it's easier to not think it's omnipresent. Easier to step away and observe it rather than be the thinking. When you find yourself thinking, how much energy is involved in thinking? Does it feel energetic, strong? Does it feel mild or weak, light? Do thoughts come quickly one after the other? Or are they slow, intermittent, ephemeral? Are you involved with your thinking? Or does thinking happen more like something they're just passing through? Do you identify with your thoughts, almost like you are your thoughts? Or on the other end of the spectrum, do you not identify with your thoughts? They're just random passing phenomena. The thoughts are thoughts, and you are you. Especially if you can feel a location for your thinking. But even without the location, is there some place in your body where you feel it feels activated or energized, or because you're thinking? Some place of pressure or tension? Contraction? Could be in the forehead, around the eyes, inside the skull, in the jaws, or the shoulders, the chest, even in the hands sometimes. And if there is any pressure or tension or physical activation connected to thinking, as you exhale, you might see if you can relax it, like you're relaxing the thinking muscle. And as you notice yourself thinking, are there any emotions connected to your thinking? And if there is an emotion, you might do a little mindfulness of emotion. Spend a little bit of time hanging out with the emotion accompanying thinking. Feeling the emotion in your body. As this exercise comes to an end, you might take a moment or two to relax more fully, soften as you exhale. Relax the thinking muscle and settle back into your breathing. Feel your breathing. Experiencing how the body experiences breathing. And if thinking becomes compelling, then you can bring mindfulness to it, recognizing what's going on. not replicating the exercise we just did, but maybe having done it, you kind of almost naturally become more aware of the bigger picture of what thinking is, so you can more effectively be mindful of it, rather than being pulled into the world of thinking. If you find yourself thinking, don't be in a hurry to do something else. Take a few moments to let yourself feel and sense what it's like to be thinking. What's the quality of awareness like when you're involved in thought? And then switch over to being mindful of thinking, mindful of the present moment. And then notice in contrast what awareness is like when you're aware, when you're mindful. Sometimes it's interesting to see the contrast with the kind of awareness that is present or absent when we're thinking, and the kind of awareness that is present when we're mindful, here, awake. awareness, in its essence, is calm. Might you feel your way to the calm essence of awareness? So if you're aware of thinking, you're aware of it calmly. If you're aware of your breathing, the calm awareness. So we generally wait well into a retreat. So, you know, there's a fourth full day to talk about mindfulness of thinking. Because if we talk about it the first day, it's too easy to be swept into thinking about thinking. And the hope is that by the fourth day there's enough stability and calm that we can step back and have a better chance to kind of be mindful of us, mindful of it rather than be swept along. And one of the most useful instructions I ever received around thinking and meditation is the instruction to not be bothered by my thinking. Don't be bothered by it. One of the reasons why this is a nice instruction is that to be bothered by thinking is a kind of a negative attention of it. We're still caught in the web of thinking. We're reacting to it. And any kind of way of reacting to thinking actually fuels it more. It kind of keeps that part of the brain working. And so this idea of not being bothered, it's like, you know, don't be troubled so much by it. Don't be for or against it. It's there, it's phenomena that we can be mindful of. And one of the ways of being mindful of it is to acknowledge its presence. Some people find it helpful to do the mental noting. Thinking. It's kind of using a thought to recognize the thought. Because it's kind of hard to, there's something very powerful about acknowledging what's happening for us. And part of the function of mindfulness is this kind of the kind of acknowledgement that lets us kind of see clearly, oh, there's that. And in a sense, here I am. Here's awareness. I'm not really enmeshed with it or caught in it. That's that. This is what's happening now. And so the mental noting is not just a technique to help you stay in the present moment, but also very effective sometimes to help with the acknowledgement that frees us from what's happening. And with thinking, some people find that particularly effective. Some people only use mental noting with thinking because it's so effective. Some people don't use mental noting at all. But with thinking, sometimes to even be a little more specific, to recognize our planning. Planning, with acknowledgement to be remembering, or very simple thoughts, only if it's obvious. You don't spend any time trying to figure out what the right label is. Plan, you know, kind of fantasy. because sometimes a fuller acknowledgement is a better way of stepping back and not being involved. And then, it's possible to be mindful of it. If it's relatively mild, you can just let go of it. If it's a little bit less mild, you can just be aware of it, and it might just kind of evaporate by itself. If it's strong, it won't evaporate. It'll stay and be a lot of momentum, and it keeps going. And sometimes, you know, Andrea's mind only goes up to 100 miles an hour, but my mind goes to 1,000, so sometimes it takes longer for it the momentum to slow down. And so you just have to kind of be there with it and allow it to kind of unwind. But it helps, it only unwinds if we step away from it, or if we're not, you know, if you take a marble in a bowl, you drop it into the bowl and it goes up and down the sides, back and forth, eventually it'll come to rest at the bottom. Unless you come along with your finger and just every once in a while just give it another push, and the ball, the marble will never come to rest. So we have all these loose marbles in our heads that we're constantly spinning, constantly pushing along by thinking it, being involved in it, reacting to it. But if we can kind of just see it, just be mindful rather than reactive to it, mindful rather than keep thinking, the momentum will slowly kind of dissipate and all those loose marbles will no longer be loose, come to rest. It can be helpful with mindfulness of thinking. If it's really strong thinking and you really keep reoccurring, you let go and it comes back, it comes back, to check in and see what is the emotion that's connected to it. Because oftentimes it's the emotion which gives the energy and the fuel to it. So much so that I think that the real issue is not the thinking, but is the emotion. And I think sometimes I imagine that the thoughts I'm having are really signposts with an arrow pointing back. It's basically, a lot of thinking says, hey you, Gil, pay attention over here. Not in the thinking, but the emotions that this coming out of, that's a part of. And because I can let go of thoughts, but if the emotion connected to it is unattended, those thoughts will just keep reappearing. So this idea of stepping back, being relaxed, calm, and taking a look at the terrain of thinking. Don't make it complicated. As soon as you think you're making it complicated, sometimes it's better just to go back to the breathing, start over again. And you know what I said this morning is a lot of instruction if you followed it, so then you can get really complicated now. And the idea is to keep it simple. And my hope was in offering that exercise was to make you more sensitive, aware, like you've stepped into a new territory and there's a new vision of what's going on in there, so that if next time you go into the thinking room, thinking territory, you'll notice the terrain a little bit better, more obviously, rather than thinking about what the terrain is. And you'll notice the physical aspects, maybe, of thinking, or the tensions that are connected to it, pressure. You might notice the energy that's part of it. You might notice how close you are to it, how enmeshed you are. Are you glued to it? Sometimes you can feel the glue, or the, you know, that you do. There's a thinking, there's you, and then there's like the glue or the bungee cord between them. And it can feel really strong sometimes, and you can be aware of that. So not to be bothered by your thoughts, but consider them to be of equal value as places to cultivate awareness and mindfulness. It's the fourth day of the retreat. We introduce mindfulness of thinking. It's also a time when there's much more subtleness in the retreat as a whole, perhaps in you yourself, probably much more than you realize. And it's a nice time in the retreat to kind of give yourself over to the practice more fully, kind of surrender to the practice more fully. And one of the ways to do that is to stay close to yourself. Like I like to think of it as the samadhi bubble or the mindfulness bubble. Just stay close to where the actual place of awareness and sense contact to the world begins. If you're out and looking at something far away, the experience of seeing happens close in your eyes, in your head, brain. So staying close in to where the actual experience is received and taken. And it also helps to an interesting thing to do is to take a sitting, a walking period, and a sitting period, and consider it to be a block of one continuous period of practice. Where you, if you don't have to, don't go to the bathroom, don't take a break, but just see if you can make it like one continuous flow of just being present, and even walking from sitting to the place you do walking meditation. Stay close, be in a kind of in a meditative mode, like you're just like doing meditation still. And sometimes it's very interesting to kind of extend the block of time and really delve in more fully as it works for you, as it's nice. And I hope that this day is an enjoyable day. I hope that the rain nourishes you, the Dharma rain. It's always here for us. Thank you.